Hello, this is Tanya with an article written by Fiona titled Guide Dogs Need Volunteers Again After COVID Pause. If you've ever seriously considered volunteering with Guide Dogs Charity, now could be the time. A shortage of volunteers to look after guide dog puppies and older dogs in training means some people with sight loss are now having to wait up to 2 years for a dog. As soon as the COVID-19 pandemic struck in early 2020, Guide Dogs Charity, like many organisations, stopped their regular operating methods to protect staff, puppy trainers, volunteers and guide dog owners. Before 2020, guide dogs trained 1,500 puppies each year. But the puppy breeding programme stopped overnight. It was the first time in 92 years that the UK guide dog service was suspended. The charity, which has helped more than 36,000 blind and visually impaired people since 1931, is up and running again now and is training more puppies than any similar organisation anywhere in the world. Over 1,000 puppies have been trained during the past year and a further 1,100 are in early training, but the shortage of volunteers is worrying. The charity is calling for dog lovers to help train puppies to ensure more matches can be made. Helen Whiteside, Assistant Director of Breeding and Puppy Raising at Guide Dogs, said the search for new volunteers is a big hurdle. Helen explained that the shortage of volunteers has developed since the pandemic, with people changing their working patterns after lockdown. Volunteers who foster dogs in training are particularly needed. Fosterers have the dog in the evenings and at weekends. They do a sort of school run, dropping them off and picking them up at agreed times from Monday to Friday at a regional centre or community team. Working from home means people aren't travelling past our sites and aren't able to drop dogs in training off every morning and pick them up in the evenings, said Helen. What we really need is more people who can look after our dogs while they're in training. That means we can keep increasing the numbers of dogs in training and supply more dogs to people with sight loss who need them. Fosterers receive financial support from the charity for food and vet bills, and you can volunteer to look after puppies up until they're 14 months old, or older dogs that have started training. If you are hoping to foster a guide dog in training, ideally, you will have access to a car so you can take the dog to one of the training centres throughout the UK. You will also need the agreement of your landlord to have a dog in your home if you rent your home, and a safe and secure area outside for the dog to go and do its business. However, if you feel you don't tick every box but are sure this role is the one for you, guide dogs are open to suggestions and would love to hear from you. Email them at volunteer@guidedogs.org.uk.
TNF Soundings.